sunnah and a hadith. To, for example, to sit and urinate is sunnah. But there was an occasion when it was not possible and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and relieved himself. But that was one occasion. So sometimes it happens to us, we are caught up in such a situation where you can't sit, you are traveling and there's no place for you to sit, there's a urinal because the father wants to drink. Sunday morning or Saturday afternoon, he sees the father standing by the car outside in the yard. His sleeves are rolled up and he tells Muhammad, bring me water. Exactly the same words. Now what will Muhammad understand? That he wants to wash the car. So he'll take water in a bucket. But the person was not, so he made a wasiyat nama. He made, he is the last advisors to for the son. So in that he wrote three things. One thing he wrote, you must go to work in the shade and you must return from work in the shade. Second is, you must only eat the best food. So the secretary told him, you stupid, you haven't even understood one thing what your father told. Your father said you must go in the shade to work, he meant you must go before sunrise. And you must come after sunset, you must work hard. And you must eat the best food, you must only eat when you are really hungry. Then any sunnah that I will mention today is the sunnah of miswak. Miswak is a great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It comes in the hadith that inna salata bisiwaki afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwaki. Any salat that is performed in which miswak was made in the tuhur, in the wudu before that, that stop closes at 5 o'clock, but a very special customer has come just 2 minutes before 5. Before closing time. The boss tells his worker, the salesman, if you stay another 5 minutes, I'll give you 12 years' wages. 12 years' wages. Right? If his earning is $1,000 a month, 12,000 a year for us will be by 210 and even more. Then we all made 2 sunnats also. Multiplied that by 70, 140. The level of sunnat is lower than the level of faraj. Faraj is faraj, unless command. But also that, just by having made miswak, which would take you half a minute, 15 seconds to make miswak. And you keep your little miswak in this. 9 prescriptions for guaranteed maut on iman. For guaranteed death on iman. One of the 9 is that we make miswak all the time. Because by the barakat of it, you're going to read kalima shahadat, so your maut is going to come on iman. And really, our biggest worry that we must have in our life is how my maut is going. To catch a cat, then if you catch it by the tail, that cat is going to turn around and scratch you very badly. Catch it by the neck, and you got the cat. Right? So all our problems that we have got, if we are catching them by the tail, and these problems are turning back and hitting us again. Catch the problems by the neck, and what is that? Or you show it a stick. It won't come for the stone or the stick. It knows you are the person who's throwing that stone. It will come for you. Whatever halat and conditions are coming from Allah. But we don't look at it there. We say it's coming from this person, it's coming from that person, this thing happened, that thing happened, and we are in fact ulaika kal an'am. For example, if your mother makes some wasiyat when she's passing away, that my son, I really wish you must do this for me, you must do that or whatever. Or the father makes some wasiyat, we will go out of our way to try and fulfill that wasiyat. Yeah, Allah's Nabi, our Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has expressed this. Sahaba who heard this and they memorized the surah. So may Allah give us also tawfiq. It comes also in the hadith sharif that a person who recites the surah every night and between Maghrib and Isha preferably. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when for some reason if he couldn't, he wouldn't retire to bed until he Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan, we don't know exactly which is that night. Yeah, the whole year you can get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. And if we learn it from year after Salah and walking till our car or walking home, we have learnt it off by heart, we can recite it. So easy. It won't even take the extra time. Today we are all a Jew. What is it? Come. Oh, you who is the best waiting created by the sand and by your barakah. By the sand has become blessed. and the sand and the hillocks and the mountains and everything else has become blessed by your blessing. And in your tomb, where your qabr is, fihi al-ata, there's only, when he lost it, he went and looked for it under the street light on the street. So looking, he can't find it. Naturally, where it is and how are you going to find it? A friend of his came past and said, "What's wrong? What are you looking for?" I said, "I only have this one gold coin, that's my only asset, and I've lost it, I'm looking." He said, "You also felt empathy, let me help you look for it." After a while, our sifat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, most blessed and most honorable characteristics. Today we're not interested in bringing that. Today we want dollars, we want extra investments, we want houses, we want smart cars. Who is worried of bringing qualities within us? So anyway, so Adhan, we respect it so much. And then Salat we come to, what won't Allah do for us? But today Salat doesn't mean anything. We can be sitting at home and talking, having a cup of tea, that is more important. Adhan comes and Adhan goes, we don't respond to the call. We are playing soccer, youngsters, we are playing some game, and Adhan comes and a quarter to my son, a quarter of 19, no, I think it's a problem. Four and three quarters. That to my son. And he said 1/5, 20% to my daughter. Now it's even a bigger problem. Anyway, one, why are you wasting my time? That's hardly a problem. They say, Maulana, 6 months, all our top CAs, accountants, hardest accountants are sitting with a problem, they can't sort it out. Please help us. He said, it's not a problem. Take my one camel and put it work. Now how many camels?
20.
Half of 20? Made it easy for us also. And once stop that habit, Allah will also stop. And then you won't be a beggar. And if you learn to give, Allah will give you also. So a person should be a giver. Hey, that is the Islamic akhlaq, always it has been. And Allah Ta'ala gives great, great amounts in return. So anyway, so barakat is by Allah Ta'ala. And learn how to take on his body 100%, and then they put a mark on the body. This qabr must not be opened again because his body. Anyway, one person in his majlis, his dini majlis explained, they were living in India, and I met the grandsons of this person several times in Karachi. And they were living in Delhi, and they had arms and ammunition. You see, like that, it seems always your money is diminishing. But when the hard time came, Allah helped us. And then they were set up again. So this is when we give, then Allah also gives. Barakat comes from Allah. And the barakat is in the hands of Allah. Tabarak alladhi bi yadihi al-mulk. And why can't barakat be bad? I give every first Ramzan, I give everything, and how will I give to other people? Allah doesn't have to make a budget. That if I give away to one person so much, then how will I give to other people? And that treasure never comes to an end. It's just unending. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the treasurer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should take loans. So a few examples I will give of the qudrat and the power of Allah, the generosity of Allah ta'ala. Yeah, according to WHO, World Health Organization, presently 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. So in other words, Allah is supplying 500,000 eyes every day. The whole sun, it's in your eye. A whole big mountain you can see with your eye. But if one part of the mountain, little sand comes in your eye, you can't see anything. And then again, this eyes that see everything, I'm seeing all of you. All of you are seeing me. But none of us, our eye till today, as some children are born with a tooth and they bite the mother, the most delicate part of the mother's body. How the mother cringes with the pain, but she has